In this episode of the New Zealand Doctor podcast series Primary Thinking, Northland GP Kyle Eggleton shares his thoughts on Northland's early rollout of free GP visits for under 13s and the government's conservative approach to primary care. But before that, we asked Dr. Eggleton what changes has he seen in primary care in the past decade.
So I went from working in the fee-for-service model to working in the PHO system with capitation. So I guess that's the big thing that's really changed over that time. And as a result of PHOs, we've been seeing kind of like major changes in the way in which general practice has become organised, and kind of like quite a focus, at least in my area, on clinical governance and increasing focus on integration as well. Despite the changes in the way in which we're funded, there probably has been very little changes in the way in which we're actually practising as GPs. But most of us are still kind of like wedded to the 15-minute consultation and still expecting patients to come in to see us. I think there's been a few kind of innovative things that some GPs have done around the country, which have been really inspiring about changing the way in which they work. But I think for most of us, we're still working in the same sort of model.
Is that a good thing?
No.
So what would you like to see?
Well, I'd like to see us becoming, you know, more innovative, starting to work in the communities more, you know, going out into the communities and doing work there, not expecting patients to come and see us.
So what would you like to change, and how do you think that can?
I would really like to move general practice from being primary care to primary health care. And there's a difference between primary care and primary health care. Primary health care is about community empowerment, about working with other members of a wider team, not just nurses, but with social workers, with lay people who are working in the community. And it's primary health care is also about having a real equity focus and about looking at population health changes. So that's what I'd like to see general practice kind of moving from to two. I think in order for us to move from our current model, we do have to think about the way in which we fund and pay ourselves. 60% of general practices or general practitioners are still funded in some sort of convoluted fee-for-service type model in which we get paid for the number of patients we see, or a portion of the patients we see, or a proportion of the income that we bring in. And I think if we're trying to move to being more proactive, more population health-based approach, we need to move away from that particular funding model. So that's a challenge. That's something that will take some time.
In your ideal world, what would that funding model look like?
I mean, it's a difficult question, because I think the ideal thing differs between where you are. So in some places which have higher need, then I think we really have to be salaried. But in other places which are not high need, then, you know, probably a different funding model, which is similar to what's happening at the moment, probably suffice. I mean, every situation, every location is different and requires a different approach. Mm. So I think we have to be flexible, I think.
What's your take on the government's approach in primary care?
So I think that the government is a conservative government, conservative in its nature and conservative in the way in which it acts. And with conservative governments, you don't get much in the way of change. We need to continue to change and innovate. I think the government is very reluctant to tinker too much with the funding model, and we can see a groundswell of GPs becoming concerned about the inequity of the current funding model. We've got many high-needs patients that are in practices which are not being funded in the same way some other practices are, and I'm talking about the VLCA funding issue. But there's also this continuing rhetoric about moving care from secondary care into primary care, and yet there's no talk about the funding that will follow that. We can't continue to do more and more work without having some funding that, you know, assists us.
Is it common for GPs in Northland to sort of stay there for a long time?
Yes. The majority of my colleagues have been there for a long time. We don't have many GPs that come in and out. Although, in saying that, we do have a number of practices, perhaps in the more rural areas, which are constantly trying to attract doctors and have locums that are coming in and coming out. I guess one of the secrets is about having an innovative practice that keeps GPs excited and wanting to come back every day and do a job, because it's an interesting, exciting job.
Northland's quite ahead with the under 13s.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of trends have you seen so far?
We've seen that there's been an increase in the number of children coming to see a GP. However, there is a kind of an inequity that's developed. So non-Māori children are accessing the GP at a higher rate than Māori children.
Is that at all surprising?
No, it's not. When you're looking at trying to address equity issues, you need to have a multi-pronged approach to it. So in the particular case of free under 13 care, you're just approaching that from the aspect of affordability. You're not looking at issues around accessibility or around acceptability. There are multiple reasons why people don't come in to see the doctor, and tackling only one particular element will mean that we will still have inequity. Yeah, so we're doing some work at the moment on trying to address some acceptability issues around primary care in Manaia anyway. So we're doing some work with receptionists and engaging with them in the way in which they approach patients.
Have you heard anything from practice owners about, is it sustainable for the business providing under 13?
There's concern that they are going to get busier and that will have an impact on their workload. So we've seen it's around about 7 to 10% increase in volume of children coming through, which is not an insubstantial number.
What kind of things have you done in the past several years that you're really proud of?
One of the things that I think we can pat ourselves on the back on Northland is our local faculty, which is a point of difference between, I think, us and the rest of the college faculties. We've got a very strong faculty in Northland. We meet regularly as a board, and we run conferences twice a year for Northland GPs, which are highly successful. We are engaged as board members in clinical governance at a DHB and PHO level, and we kind of are involved politically and kind of trying to advocate for GPs. You know, our faculty is a very strong faculty.
So what's next for Northland?
Well, certainly Northland is looking at the neighbourhood health home as being the next big thing. I have to say I've got some concerns about the way in which that will, what that will look like. Now, we've heard today in the conference about, well, yesterday as well, about integration and changing models of care and how that has to really be driven from the ground up and involve relationships and social networking. And I think that any project which is driven from top down may not be a program that might succeed unless it captures the enthusiasm of not only GPs but the wider population as well. So it's about trying to locate services in kind of like localities. So in counties Manukau, they're doing locality based services. Same sort of philosophy has been applied to Northland, in which you've got certain localities which will be a hub for services to wrap around. So you might have, say, district nursing kind of being located in one particular area, more integrated with primary care. So it's very much a structural based way of integrating. I guess the advantage is that you've got your structure sitting there. The disadvantage is that you still might not have integration. And what I mean by integration is about, you know, that connectiveness between people that really makes a difference. I think that for that to be successful, we have to have individuals who are on the ground wanting to drive it.
This is Reynold Castaneda for New Zealand Doctor.